You like to see harmony. We just don't want you to get so carried away in your harmony, in your desire for harmony, that you need harmony of what's outside of you in order to have harmony of what's inside of you. It's the only reason that we're having the conversation at all in the way that we're having it. In other words, we think it's lovely when people get along too. We just don't think that it is healthy for you to need that kind of harmony when the only harmony that you're really reaching for is the alignment between you and you. In other words, to see the lion lying with the lamb might please you, but we don't want it to displease you when the lion eats the lamb. You see the difference?
Yes.
And we think that humans are rooting for something that can never be.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so another question is, when people have a physical manifestation, so I have this pain in my neck, literally, and do I have to figure out, like, what caused that? Or, I mean, how do I deal with that vibrationally?
Well, here, we're going to answer your question specifically, and then we're going to go back and fill it in a little bit. Because the answer is, you do not have to go back and clean up anything in order to move forward from where you are. So let's say where you or a pain in your body in some way. And in this moment of contrast, you know what you don't want. You're launching a rocket of desire that says, I want a strong and healthy, good-feeling body. And that has just gone into your vibrational escrow again, where the source energy part of you is tending it and living it. And now all you literally have to do is walk toward that, and that will be your experience. And what we've noticed is that every moment that someone looks back trying to figure out how they got here, they walk that way rather than that way. You see, you can't, almost without exception, when you go back to try to clean something up, you move in the opposite direction of what that has caused your life to be propelled toward, you see. So, yes, of course, there isn't anything wrong with going back and cleaning something up. And in fact, your vibration is where you last left it. And so the question that you're really asking is, do I have the power from right here and now to focus so fully upon what I want that I can make what I want the dominant vibration within me here and now? And we say, that question is a question that only you can answer. In other words, if there's a really strong tugging of those, because you see, you're not having this pain in your neck because you just started focusing on a pain in the neck. You're having this pain in the neck because you've been focusing upon a lot of stuff that you don't want. You've got your vibrational escrow moving so fast, and you're focused on this and that and the other that aren't in, and so you're sort of caused a tug of war. That's what that's all about. There's this vibrational strain that's going on within you where the source is going this way and you're not always going that way, and so it's causing a tension in your body. And so the easy answer would be just let go of this and go. But that's an easy answer that's too simplistic, because the reason that you don't let go of it is because you have these vibrational patterns of thought that are active within you. And so the answer to your question is really yes to both parts of it. Yes, you can just let go, and yes, you don't have to go back and clean that up. But there are things that you're thinking about that do need to be cleaned up before you can let yourself go, usually. And so we would just start where you are and let the negative emotion that you feel be the indicator that there is something going on that is contradictory with who you really are. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed, and a pain in the neck is one of the best manifestations for what we're about to give you of anything that we have seen. Have you ever been sort of on the edge of pain in the neck or not?
Yes.
And thought a positive thought where the pain went away.
Yes.
And thought a negative thought where the pain becomes more acute. In other words, all it is an exaggerated guidance system that's letting you know which way you're leaning. And so as you take that opportunity to now let the pain in the neck be your guidance, because you've been ignoring the real emotions that are your guidance for so long that the pain in the neck had to come forward. You get that, don't you? If you've got emotions that are letting you know that there's a vibrational variance between who you really are and who you're being in this moment, and you don't do something about the negative emotion by reaching for a thought that gives you relief, don't worry. The sensation will become stronger. And why is that? Why does the indication become stronger? Because so you know what you don't want.